Our current markets have our analysts scratching their heads. I'm Keith Wunberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, we have seen markets that have been up and down, and the reason may vary. Brian Doherty is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Yeah, a couple of things there, Keith. One could maybe make the argument that higher corn equals lower feeder prices, so there may be some spread activity there because the live market, as you indicated, is starting to pick up a little bit of strength. So some strength in the cattle again, good cash underlying support there. Milk market sharply higher today. Not even sure the reason of that lock limit right now in June. Cash prices for cheese were firmer today, but within reason, 2.5, 3.5 cents in that window there on blocks and barrels. So I'm just not really sure why I'm seeing 75 higher, but I am seeing that. So that's in the June contract. So good strength. Nice to see that market rebound after a sharp couple of days down.
And that's mainly on the livestock side. How about the grain side of things?
But probably the bigger story is in the grain complex, where I'm going to make the argument that wheat both technically and fundamentally has been leading the way higher as generalized concerns or headlines, let's put it that way, flooding conditions in part of Argentina, hot, dry in China, Russia expected to go into a drier pattern, and then the Kansas tour last week finding some mite issues, and then quality concern issues where it's been very wet for some of the soft red winter wheat.
As Brian said, the quality of the wheats may be playing a factor here when it comes to the markets.
So you're seeing some trade either short covering, new buying, or both in the wheat, helping to pull corn higher. Planting delays certainly on tap for some farmers in the Corn Belt. So planting progress, no doubt, is going to slow this week. And those remaining acres in some areas could get a little challenged to get maybe get planted.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wunberg.